can't really remember what it was, but it wasn't up to 1.0 GPA at the end of it. So I was withdrawn from Obafemi Awolowo University. Now that year, I think that was 2012, and that was the most depressing year of my life. I was depressed, I was so down, I was sad, whatever word in the negative that you can think. I was depressed, I was angry, I was angry at my dad, because of course I for a very long time I believed that my dad was the cause of my failure. Even though I had a hand to play, I believed that my dad was the cause of it. I got angry easily. Any little thing that is like, I don't take it personally, like this. So it was that bad that my dad was also like, you went on the university. I won't continue to explain to everybody, but then we were living in worry. I wanted to explain to everybody, say, you know, this school again. So my dad said I should move and start staying with my grandma, who is now late, God rest her soul. So I moved from worry. I started staying in Ile-Ife with my paternal grandmother. Did not change anything because I was really sad. Imagine we were supposed to go in. Now it's now a new session. So my friends were now in year two. My friends in the university, they were now in year two, and me, I was just at home, being depressed, waking up and just like, I'll just wake up and just sit and move like this. If you don't talk to me, I'm not talking. But I don't think my grandmother ever really understood that. She knew I wasn't happy, but she did not really know that it was depression. I think it is now that I also know that I was depressed at that time. I don't think I knew then that I was depressed at that time. My parents did not also know that that was depression. They just knew that she was just angry. That was all they knew. Going to church was a struggle. I just went to church because come on, that you put me in your church. You understand? Like, I'll just go there, sit, and come back. So far, 2012 was the saddest year of my life. At this point, a number of my friends started reaching out to me that, Tope, where have you been now? We've not seen you for a while. Did you change department? Because some of them, like two of them, knew that I was trying to change departments then. So they thought that I had changed. They thought that I had changed department. So in my bid to keep up, right, I would carry, I don't know whatever made me think that it made sense, but then it made sense to me. I would carry my bag and then I would go to school. I would go and, you know, act like I was. I would tell them that, oh yes, I'm in another department. I moved to another department. What department did you move to? I moved to psychology. By then, I was out of school. I know that there are so many people in that OU that are no longer students. That pretended to be students. Some of them are even collecting money from their parents. We know that actually, and that's the truth. But anyway, story for another time. What did I think about my makeup anyway? So far, so good. I was trying to keep up appearance to my friends that, you finally moved. Oh wow, watch you move. Thank God you're not in another department too, and all of that. So once in a while they will see me, because there's no how your path will not cross. You will just see them. So I was moving around school, like just so that at least one or two persons marry me.
Yeah, I said like no easy. If you walk under the sun, that hot sun, I'm like boom.
Just so that they would see me and be like, oh, I saw Tope today. I saw Tope. Oh god, so rubbish. So rubbish. They need to brush the brows. So let us brush the brows. After a while, I stopped going altogether because I felt like, okay, I have established already in the minds of these people that I am now a psychologist. So there's no need for me to be going to school every now and then. Now it was time for me to write another jam, and they asked me, what school do you want to go to? Me, I told them I still want to go to OAU. So the second jam I wanted to get, my dad said I should still fill in meds. I think about open wine in me. Messing. I mean, I feel messy. I'm not able to pick any science conquer. So me, I was still angry then. So in my bid to do revenge on my dad, I said I will not even pick anything sciences. I will not. So then I will go to campus. I will now start asking each department, what are your requirements for JAMB and pursue TMA, like what do you require and all that. They will answer me. Like, I went to so many departments actually. But at the end of the day, I settled with social sciences because for arts, they needed someone who had a knowledge with literature. I have a very, very extensive knowledge on literature because I used to sit in literature classes in school, like in secondary school, high school. But, well, there's no proof of it because I did not write anything. The only thing I took then for my second JAMB was government. I just did government because that was the only thing I could do for my post-UTME TME and for my JAMB. And then CRS, I did CRS. My dad too was also angry. Like both of us, we were just strong-headed to each other. I mean, like father, like daughter, right? Now, my feeling in psychology, I did not really know much about psychology. I know that I used to have a roommate, Yemisi. Yemisi was studying psychology then. So I just like, okay, let's put psychology. Psychology, sociology, psychology, sociology. Okay, let's put psychology. So that was it. Not like I did any studying or to understand what psychology really was, you know, all of that. The only thing I know about psychology was the normal thing I know about psychology. That's all. So I just picked it in a bit to spite my dad. That was the reason I failed psychology. Like, if you don't want to pay my school fees, whatever. That was how angry and strong-headed I was. Did it pay out? I would say absolutely yes. I think God just, in a way, found a way to make it. Like God was just in the midst of it. Where is my eye shadow? I think I should do eye shadow. For some reasons, I don't know where my eye shadow is. So I do not have an eyeliner, but I have black eye pencil. But saying that to you people now, I feel so embarrassed. So the next time I get to do another makeup video for you guys, hopefully you guys will want me to do another makeup video, I will buy eyeliner. I always forget when I go to the market. Because I already told those old classmates of mine that I'm now in psychology, I wasn't really bothered about them. But all of those anger was what I was coming in to psychology department with. Anyway, that was how my journey to psychology began in 2013-2014 academic year, but that was 2013 anyway. Psychology is mostly about reading, which was a strength for me. Reading, trying to understand, like trying to do a lot of introspection, thinking about it. Okay, I've read this thing, what do I think about it? Unlike math and psychology, where I have to math and physics, where I have to calculate and be like, that was not a strength. But I never paid attention to it. I think all of these things would have been avoided if my parents or maybe my teachers had paid attention to it in secondary school and be like, okay, this is not her strength, she's struggling with it. This is not something that she would do for a long time because she's not doing well with it. But it wasn't paid attention to, so I struggled and I paid dearly for it. So God so kind, I got back again. And you know, I did every day. I was always crying then at home. I would always cry and then I would tell God, I need to go back to OU. I need to go back to OU. And when I go back to you, God, it's a 2-1. I must come out with a 2-1. Like, I need to prove. Because then my dad said a lot of angry things, a lot of things to me. I know he was angry, but, well, they were hurtful. Like, it was really painful. Really, really painful. I'm not going to say a number of them here, but it was really, really painful. So I was just like, God, I need to go back to OU. I need to be able to prove to this man and every other person who has looked down on me that I'm actually intelligent. Because then I began to feel like, is it that made me more winning? Because I began to doubt my own academic strength. Me who was doing well in secondary school was as if, okay, me, one more woman. So I was doubting myself. So I needed to prove. First, not even to myself, I wanted to prove to my dad, I wanted to prove to other persons who were talking, and finally to myself that I'm not dumb. I'm actually smart. I just wasn't harnessing my strength in the right places. Maybe I should have prayed to God for a first class. Honestly, thinking about it, I think I should have prayed to God for a first class. But I was just like 2-1. 2-1. Is that 2-1? Gagagagamfair. 2-1. Is it me? Abby is not looking. It's looking somehow. Brush a timolo just now. I've seen it. And guys, come and see me getting A's, B's. I got C's in some. And those were majorly courses that were either some lecturers were just being very annoying and decided not to give me my grade because it's just the wickedness. That's all. You can't tell me otherwise. Someone told me that I'm so lucky that I went to OAU. I'm a graduate now, and honestly, OAU was lucky to have me, and that's on period. You can't tell me otherwise. Powder. That was how I began doing very well. I saw, like, now the thing is, I was putting in less effort because, of course, I have a very strong reading ethic. I know that I am very disciplined when it comes to reading. I know when I should read. Like, I understood things better. Like, I was not reading that I need to pass now. Even though, of course, I needed to pass. But in psychology, I was reading because I wanted to understand better. Like, there was just a difference. I wanted to understand better. I wanted to understand what this lecturer was saying in class. Like, a lecturer was talking and I could actually really understand. Even though some of them, they were just not because they were just saying their life history. But, like, there were so many of them I could understand. And my best course in psychology was sexual psychology. For every reason that you might think. It's you that know what you're thinking, but I enjoyed sexual psychology. I think it was Dr. Adigoki that took that course. And then I also enjoyed Dr. Ekundayo's course. He took us developmental psychology in part 2. I enjoyed developmental psychology as well. So those were my two favorite courses in psychology. And then when I had to do projects, like the fact that I could do assignments and then presentations, like I would speak so perfect, like it was just amazing compared to where I was coming from, where I was literally struggling to do everything. Like I was struggling to just barely even pass. But there were things that were difficult, of course. Forensic psychology being one of them. Normal psychology wasn't really that hard, but I guess the person that took it made it seem hard. Experimental psychology, well, more, that was another level. But all in all, I would say that despite my wanting to spite my dad, I believe that taking psychology was one of the best decisions I made in 2013 after the dark year of 2012. That was when I began to glow. That was when I began to write even more. Because of course I was still writing. I've always been a writer. But 2012, I was writing so many dark things. I had to tear the book so that I don't have to remember them. Like I had a book, I was writing so many things. And they were really dark, really, really dark. About myself, about my dad, about people that offended me. Those that I don't even remember, so if I started remembering them, I'm writing so many dark things. Like depression is a very, very terrible place to be in because you just remember so many rubbish. So I'm grateful to God that I'm no longer there. It's not a place that I even wish the person I don't like at all to even be. It's not a very, very good place at all. Guys, what do you think about my makeup? Mascara. Let's use mascara. That, guys, is how I was withdrawn from OAU and, you know, came back again to prove myself, baby. I think psychology was just me proving myself, but I began to enjoy it. And yes, I graduated with the 2-1, by the way. I just wanted to mention that. I graduated with the 2-1. The girl who was withdrawn came back to get a 2-1, a solid, emphasis on solid 2-1 in psychology. And my dad, who was like quitting what he's a god of to do, my dad was the one that was so proud of me. My mom wasn't around for my graduation. My dad was the one who was around, and that came. It's just sad that then I didn't really have a very good Android phone. I would have been able to capture his reactions, but he was super proud. He was so happy. Like, I think he was even happier than I was. He was happier than I was. As you can see in the pictures, he was happier than I was. Me, I was already tired in those pictures, and the photographer did me bad. Did not allow me to pose very well. Like, I was already very tired and hungry, and he was just taking any other picture. So guys, that's my story of my journey in OAU. So if there is anything that I would have done differently, I honestly do not know if there's anything I would have done differently, but I know for certain that I would not have been trying to keep up appearances because nobody really cared, and that's the truth. Of course, there are some persons who feel like they need to know just because they feel that you're in competition with them, even though you're not in competition with them, but those people did not care. If eventually they did not hear from me, they would have continued with their lives, except for those that were really my friends, and that was just, well, only one of them. I was still friends till now, Fisayo. Whatever you have learned from my story, I hope that it teaches you that giving up is not it. You absolutely do not, you should not even think of giving up. But there are times that I did think of giving up. Of course, there were so many times I thought of giving up. Even in psychology, that I thought that, okay, I was enjoying psychology. There were so many times that I did think of giving up. But, I mean, those were dark moments. It's amazing that 5 years later, because yes, I've been a graduate for, say, 5 years now. I graduated in 2017. So, yeah, that's 5 years. But It's amazing that I can talk about it very lightly now, but then it was a terrible place. It was a terrible place, but I'm glad that it all turned out very well, don't you say? And I mean, I've done so much with psychology, I'm not even going to lie. I don't know if I still want to continue for masters and PhD, but if it happens, absolutely yes. Yes and yes. Thank you guys so much for watching, and thank you for joining me. I hope that my story inspires you to not give up and that you are not done. Perhaps it could just be that you are not harnessing your strength in the right place, or perhaps you need to give it time. But all in all, do not give up. Thank you for watching. What do you think about my makeup? Please let me know in the comment section, and I will see you in the next video. Bye.